Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A former police chief from Arkansas still on the run. He broke out of a prison over the weekend and is considered extremely dangerous. Grant Hardin was serving time for rape and murder. Two of the 10 jail inmates who escaped from a New Orleans facility are still on the run. Three of them were caught last night. After surging in March to their highest levels since the summer of 2020, durable goods orders have slipped significantly.
The Census Bureau's report on orders of durable goods is considered a solid indicator of manufacturing activity and investor confidence. The figure soared more than 7.5% in March to $316 billion as buyers rushed to beat price increases expected to come with new tariffs. Last month, the number slid more than 6%.
ABC's Jim Ryan. President Trump changing his mind on European Union tariffs. The 50% tax hikes were supposed to kick in June 1st. Now the White House says they won't be implemented until July 9th. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Now that we're beyond Memorial Day weekend, health officials are once again testing our local waters. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County sample and test the water at each beach once a week. Specifically, they're looking for E. coli and blue-green algae that can be dangerous to humans and to pets. There's a website you can go to check on the water quality at each beach. It'll even show you if it's closed. Every year, they begin this testing again after Memorial Day. And Wisconsin lawmakers are considering a package of bills meant to protect pollinators. They would require state agencies give preference to native plants, add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides, and establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The bills would also designate June Pollinator Awareness Month and make the rusty-patched bumblebee the state native insect. And there's a new documentary out about former Packer Brett Favre. Lisa Hale has more.
Netflix released a documentary called The Fall of Favre, which focuses on former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's sex and welfare scandals.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
The documentary, produced by Netflix and sports media company Front Office Sports, features interviews with former New York Jets employee Jen Sturger and former Sports Illustrated writer Peter King, among others. Netflix and Front Office Sports said Favre declined to be interviewed for the documentary. This isn't the first time a Netflix documentary has cast an unflattering light on a Northeast Wisconsin connection. The global streaming and entertainment company also produced Making a Murderer, focusing on the case of Stephen Avery, his nephew Brendan Dassey, and the investigation into the murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County.
That's Lisa Hale. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The crew and the Red Sox in Milwaukee. Yesterday, the Brewers held on to beat Boston 3-2. Jackson Chourio, a leadoff home run. Catcher Eric Haas knocking in an insurance run. Defensively, the Brewers looked better. Pat Murphy.
We're getting better. You know, our outfield defense, Collins made a great play. Ortiz made a diving catch on a line drive, but Collins in the outfield made that nice catch early. You know, Chourio's getting more and more comfortable in center. And, you know, when we have Frelick out there, These close wins that we've had lately, that makes for a good outfield.
NFL Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw out the first pitch at the game yesterday and says that he got some tips from the Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook.
Yeah, they gave me some tips on how to hold the ball. Chris told me I was holding it wrong, so he got me coached up. I didn't get a warm up at all, so that's why I was trying to loosen up the arm a little bit up there. Baseball is a little bit different than throwing a football, so trying to get used to it.
The Packers have OTAs in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, Our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Catherine,
what is
she's obsessed with,
her? With
a man in uniform.
Do you get to drive the truck sometimes? What? Hi,
Catherine.
Come on here. What?
We're listening into your conversation.
The fire people, they're
sure.
here.
Yeah.
The truck's
the
here. Bring the kids.
Truck, yeah. The fire yeah. people.
What's the matter?
Good.
They've got very big hoses that they have to lift,
okay.
and they're very
yeah.
heavy.
Yeah. Shiny badges.
Hard to hold those hoses. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe.
And hopefully we won't be talking to ICE agents anytime soon.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It is time for Republicans to start calling him out and start questioning his mental acuity and whether or not he is equipped to serve mentally. We know when it comes down to his criminality, he is not qualified to serve, but this is just absolutely deplorable.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. Speaking of Republicans or former Republicans that are calling him out, that
yes.
are heroes of democracy
yes.
each and every day, and also beloved of the Stephanie Miller Show. You know, Chris, she has, let's review, she's been a fancy executive in the Bush administration
uh-huh.
and, you know, Mike Pence's number
right.
two, Homeland
right.
Security.
Yep.
But every little girl remembers the first time they were jingled.
Aww.
Hello, Olivia Troy. Hello.
Oh, my God, I'm in shock. That was amazing. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Totally hear you.
I'm sending it to you. It's your new ringtone.
Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. I literally was sitting here, and I'm like, wait, what? What is happening? I'm like, what?
What is even
and
happening?
And then I was jamming along. Yes. Yes. It was. Yes. And I think people are like, I'm sure people were like looking at me like, what's going on with this girl? I'm so sorry. I hate that I can't see you and you can't see me, but I'm...
Well,
as you know, doing a last minute.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that, because I know you don't want to get too specific, but this is so emblematic of
yeah.
Trump, of Trump's America. So you called me yesterday. Just explain what's happening, Olivia.
So, yes, I call you too because you know me. I'm very by the book. I'm like, okay, I got to make the show. This is what's happened. And it's a family that I love dearly, that I know well, and that I care about. And yesterday on Memorial Day, ICE showed up in front of their house and took the dad away.
Oh, my God.
Ay, ay, ay. It's terrible.
And this person has no criminal record.
Of course not. Yeah.
They are... So I'm actually heading up because I want to be there with the spouse and his three-year-old little boy, and to meet with the lawyer and really understand what's happening here and figuring out what happens next. We spent yesterday trying to figure out what facility he was sent to, because obviously in today's world and the America that we're living in, we have no idea if he's going to get put on a plane and shipped off, and his wife and son are never going to see him again.
Olivia, you know, and this is when we're finding, what is it, at least 50 of the people we put in a concentration camp in El Salvador we're here legally and have no criminal record of any kind. So, you know, this is what happens when your head of Homeland Security doesn't know what habeas corpus is, right?
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, I saw his wife didn't even know that he had been taken. We watched the Ring camera footage. A colleague of his came in, running in, and said they'd taken him. And she sent me the footage. We watched it. It was horrific. It was several unmarked vehicles showed up. There was nothing shown, no paperwork, no ID. We watched the whole thing. They just loaded him up in the car.
I'm sure, you know, you actually were a very powerful figure in an administration. What does it feel like now to just all of us feel sort of powerless? Like, what are you going to try to do? I mean, because I know I've read a couple of your pieces where you talk about how dire things are, but you always urge people to fight back however they can. So just talk a little bit about
it. Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's important for people to know their rights and to really understand what is happening here. I mean, in the video, I hear him saying, call my lawyer, call my lawyer, please call my lawyer. They didn't call in the moment. And I think people need to be prepared for these situations because it's very real. And I know we've been trying to educate people and tell them that it is. And like, I'm someone that works in Homeland Security. I obviously like believe in legal immigration. And I believe, you know, yes, there are bad people out there, but there are also really good, hardworking people who are paying their taxes, abiding by the law, going through the immigration process, however it is. And we have people basically disappearing off the streets now. And I don't know where this ends because I think this is incredibly dangerous and also just sort of where the rule of law is, right? And what it encourages, the type of behavior. And so, you know, I'm going there just because I want to be there in the meeting with the attorney and understand what happens next. And I want to understand where this individual is at every step of the way. And I think that is important for all of us to be paying attention to this, because when you think, you know, it's not going to happen to that family or it's not going to be happening to someone, you know, I mean, it is. It's happening. And how many other cases do we not know about?
Right. Yeah, and how many people aren't lucky enough to have Olivia Troy advocate for them or don't have an Olivia Troy in their life? You know, it's just you threaded last week. Trump placed over 100 National Security Council staffers on leave. Marco Rubio doing his bidding. The NSC is where our government connects the dots between threats, diplomacy, and defense. It was built to protect America. Now it's being hollowed out. This isn't reform. It's sabotage. And, I mean, you've written the same about, you know, cancer research. You said as Biden fights cancer, science is being discarded, the data dump that could kill us. You were very doomy. And you said this is not a drill. They're coming for Medicaid. Yeah. I mean, it. You know, Olivia, not to be put too fine a point on it, but it could not be more dire on every front in terms of Homeland Security.
It is. I know. It's so dark. And I think it's just there's a lot of things happening, I think, that are some of them are harder to understand, right? For example, like the National Security Council, I wrote that piece, but I thought it was important to explain, yes, this may seem like a very distant entity to most people, to most Americans. They don't really understand, you know, what's that building next to the White House? What do they do? But for example, that's the building where people hold a daily meeting, a civet, a secure civet, traditionally, right? And that's where we actually talk about ongoing threats around the world or a potential bomb attack. Or something that's happening overseas, and we're tracking what's going to happen here. And like, these are actual real-time things that are happening in coordination that are meant to secure and protect the American people. And I think gutting it, sending like, you know, 100 people on leave, reducing it to half the size, these are people that have served, understand their roles, and they're simply really to actually just do the work in a nonpartisan way. And it's upsetting. Marco Rubio, the reason I mention him is because he knows better. Yeah. Because he placed people on that staff during the first Trump administration. So, he knows exactly the functions, but he's just there as a henchman.
How does it make you feel to hear this morning? Germany, England, and France all have travel warnings for visiting America. I mean, let's let that sink in.
We're that country.
Yeah, we are that country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're that country.
Yeah. So,
and that is heartbreaking. And I think the one thing is that I hope that there are a lot of people out there that were like, oh, this is hyperbolic. Yeah, Project 2025, they might do that. They may not. Like, I don't know. I guess we had to live it and get through this. And I just hope that people really understand regardless of where you are politically, if you really believe in the rule of law, that, and you believe in maybe just, you know, general health care in general or taking care of each other, then this is really our wake-up call. And that's, you know, that's if we can get someone else in later on.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your piece about cancer and just connecting it to, you know, President Biden's struggle. You just said in Trump's second term, the war on science isn't a headline. It's a policy. You talked about Biden's cancer diagnosis. You said you're watching an administration dismantle the very systems that Biden helped build. It's hard not to feel the weight of what's being lost, not just in funding, but in values. They've gutted federal funding for crucial medical research, ALS studies, cancer trials, long COVID data, neurological disease mapping. You said the question no one in Trump's circle seems to be asking is, what happens to the data? The answer, no one really knows, and that should terrify all of us. I've spent my career inside government responding to national crises. I know firsthand how vital real-time data is, whether you're fighting a pandemic, tracking disease clusters, or identifying early warning signs of a public health threat. When you erase that infrastructure, you don't just waste taxpayer dollars, you erase lives. Mm-hmm. This isn't just bureaucratic negligence, it's public health sabotage. I mean, there's so much happening simultaneously that's so horrific. But, I mean, literally, Olivia, who voted to cut cancer research? It has touched all of our lives. Do you know a person whose family hasn't been touched by cancer?
No, I don't. And I mean, part of the inspiration for this piece is I was having a conversation with someone who does a lot of advocacy for ALS people, too. And they really started me thinking because they said, hey, there's been so much research that has happened throughout the years on cancer, on rare diseases, on ALS, which affects a lot of veterans. They literally have been to meetings and they have no idea what's happening to the data. Where is it going? Like, is it just, I mean, we're going to lose all of that decades of research of things like that they've advanced. Where is it going? Where will it be preserved? Is a private organization going to get it to continue the funding? I mean, right? These are all questions that people have.
And Olivia, you know, one of the things you spoke out about is the first Trump administration's disastrous response to COVID. You know, and now you write 25% of the CDC's budget is being slashed, gutting programs for vaccine outreach, emergency preparedness, disease forecasting, even opioid abuse prevention. You said on the chopping block initiatives to combat chronic illnesses like heart disease, diabetes, which remain the leading causes of death in the U.S., Alzheimer's, that I lost my mother to, dementia research. I mean, I think it's hard to really wrap our minds around. And then, you know, you look at what's happening at Harvard and the brain drain. It is like you say, it's not hyperbole. It's hard to understate this, isn't it?
I think this is going to have ramifications for decades.
Yeah.
Right. We are going to see this impact. And there's still layers of things that are being impacted that we probably don't even know, and we won't even know. For years, I was having a conversation with a former colleague from the National Security Council who is literally beside himself because he told me he went in, met with some people there, and he's like, it's clear that they have gotten rid of most of the experts and they have no idea what they're up against. And he's like, my biggest fear is when a crisis hits, I have no idea who's on first, how they're going to manage this. And it's very real. I mean, it's going to have real-world implications.
And by the way, your follow-up piece, this is not a drill. They're coming for Medicaid. You said this isn't just a line item in a spreadsheet. This is a coordinated, calculated move to strip basic protections from the people who need the most, seniors, children, people with disabilities, low-income families in red states and blue states alike. So, you know, you always include a call to action. You said push for transparency, ask public institutions, the NIH, CDC, VA hospitals, what's being done to safeguard existing data, press your local media to investigate, call your representatives, ask them where's the data going, who's protecting it. On Medicaid, you just said show up, go to town halls, support protests, speak out online and in person, support advocacy groups fighting for Medicaid, those most vulnerable, stay informed, help others get informed too. This isn't a policy debate, it's a moral emergency. Speak up. Olivia, it is easy to get overwhelmed, isn't it, with all this going on? But as we say almost every day, that's what they're hoping for, is we're just so exhausted we give up,
yes.
Right?
Yes. No, and I think that's the point. Is that every day it's a major thing that they're doing. And it is overwhelming. And but I think that is the point, is to exhaust us. And the next thing you know, we're exhausted and we're sort of just kind of going through the motions here. Well, they are literally destroying every system in place that's meant to really actually take care of people, because it doesn't impact them.
Right.
They're so disconnected from the reality of Americans, even though they claim to be representing them. That's what's so frustrating, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Charlie Pierce, our friend, is coming up in a few minutes. I mean, he writes of the same kind of stuff you're talking about. He said, you may not know it, there currently are multiple major outbreaks of infectious disease in the United States. Obviously, highest profile is measles, but he talks about hepatitis A and C, listeria outbreaks. I mean, again, it's hard to wrap your mind around all of it, but this is really... I think the fact that they're blocking information so that none of us know any of this, right, is almost the most troubling.
Yeah, that's the big piece of it, is I think just the what is happening, how it impacts, I think is problematic. And look, to your point about if their country issuing travel warnings because they don't know what's happening here. They don't know, people are taken off the streets. They don't know if they're going to come back. I mean, what's next? They're going to be issuing travel warnings. Do not eat this in America, because we have no idea if they've actually, like, if there's bacteria in it. Oh, and by the way, they don't care because they're not even testing for it. I mean, that's really, in simplistic terms, what this is.
I mean, and we don't even know, you know, are we going to be able to get the COVID update vaccine, right? I mean, you know, they're trying to put restrictions on that.
Yeah, I've been reading about that. And, you know, what happened to their advocacy about individual rights and choice and having a choice for things? Like, what happened to that?
Yeah, my body, my choice.
Just in the moment, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we don't have a choice to get a vaccine. Ay, ay, ay. Well, at least you have a jingle, and that's the important thing. So everything's terrible.
Hope that was able to cheer you up a little bit.
But joy to the Olivia Troy.
Yeah.
Honey, thanks so much. I know it's a... You know, again, we say this all the time, but we all have, like, personal stress going on, you know, on top of all of this just relenting sort of political stress that and chaos that Trump causes every day. So hang in there, and we love you, and come back and update us.
Okay? Big hug.
Thank you. Likewise.
All right. All right. Oh, and we can send you a big cuddle bear hug from Harry Dunn as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yay!
All right. Thanks. Love you, honey. There she goes. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? If CBD is not part of your wellness bag, baby, what the? Get with it. Now's the time to change that. It's CBD Awareness Month. Were you aware?
I'm totally aware.
I'm aware.
Yep.
CBD Distillery going all out with a massive sale. Save up to 60% off everything. It includes their number one best-selling relief stick, which is my post-workout pain buddy. Sleep gummies. Oh, Bella needs a couple extras. After car trouble. Yeah. Boo.
She needs some calm the F down medicine.
It's all 60% off when you use the code VIP for this premium quality CBD. The doggies love it for grooming day. I'm telling you, we have tincture, we got gummies. What you need, you don't want to miss this discount. It's the perfect time to get started with CBD and stock up. CBDistillery.com, the promo code is VIP. That's you. CBDistillery.com, type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Well, in 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? A lot of us do these days. In fact, 9 out of 10 Americans now say they prefer to buy from ethical brands. That's why people are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and Transgender Law Center. Join today and you'll get all you want from your mobile service: dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones,
items, and you'll get much more. You'll get a smart and easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching to Credo Mobile is simple and a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, use the code STEF25 and you'll get 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in the code STEF25 for that 25% off your service. CredoMobile.com.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
It's your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest of the Black Convergence Show. And I'm inviting you to the Black Brilliance Gala hosted by Urban Triage on Saturday, May 31st at the Overture Center for the Arts. Join us for an elegant night celebrating unsung heroes. For ticket information and to learn about sponsorship opportunities, please visit us at urbantriage.org. That's urbantriage.org.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when
Stephanie Miller
come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when
Stephanie Miller
come for you?
27 minutes after the hour. How cuddly is that Olivia Troy?
Very.
Love her.
Hug her and squeeze her and kiss her. Okay. By the way, Art says the FTC is investigating Media Matters because Elon is still screeching about advertisers fleeing Twitter. Maybe, just maybe, he shouldn't have allowed the app to turn into a toxic cesspool and then told advertisers to go themselves. Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Robert in Phoenix. Hi, Robert. Welcome.
Hi, Steph. How are you doing this
Good.
Morning?
Good. Go ahead.
I got a couple of things here. First of all, when he was giving this speech, he mentioned John Brown. I had to look his up because I was like, that's from the Civil War, not the American Revolution, you dumbass. But anyway, we went on a field trip of ninth grade Arlington. Arlington's a pristine space. He should never be able to give a speech there. What a I know. Freaking disgrace.
No, I, well, you know, and my dad's buried there, and now my mom is also buried there, and I swear to God, Robert, I just, like, my, I just, like, clench my teeth every time I see him on that hallowed ground.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and what's going on in Ukraine and everything, and also when you were talking to Olivia Troy there, remember this, he's not out to rule this country, he's out to ruin it, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the last thing I got to say is, and you're going to have to visually, you're going to have to look this up. It, from the look on Pete Hegseth's face on the stage there, it looks like he was sitting downwind from Trump.
There is a downwind from Trump face for sure. Okay. 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce next.
Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Ticks. These little parasites live for about 2 years.
Ticks don't die in the winter. They hibernate like a bear. So as soon as it gets above freezing, they potentially can come out.
That's Dr. James Thatcher, a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. Summer is known as tick season because temperatures between 70 and 90 degrees are ideal for breeding and make the ticks more active.
You know, I know Bambi is really cute in my backyard, but 1,000 ticks per deer. So you really want to keep your distance from Bambi. That's the first thing. So the other thing, obviously, you want to do in your yard is they have this liquid fence that you can, and it's a lot of these natural things, too. And you pour that on the edges of the yard. It's supposed to ward off the deer.
Common ticks here in Wisconsin are the wood and deer ticks.
The difference is the wood tick is more of a brown color with a light brown design on its back. The deer tick has kind of that burnt orange belly.
That's Ashley Johnson, a nurse practitioner also at Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center.
And then the other one, that Asian longhorn tick now does live in the North Woods. So that is a bigger dog tick, but also has brown legs.
Then there is the nymph, the most infectious and tiniest one of them all.
So as the spring goes on and the ticks that have been mating on the deer start to produce babies, and those babies get a little bigger and they start seeking out their own blood source. Those are the ones that are most likely to infect you.
And they're hard to see, so it's best to wear bright clothes to spot them.
Because it really doesn't want you to know it's there. First, it numbs the skin like a surgeon. Secondly, it gives you an antihistamine, so you don't itch right away. And the third thing it does is it gives you an anticoagulant, so you don't bleed down your leg.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Scattered showers, even a rumble of thunder or two possible today, tonight into tomorrow. Won't be a lot of rain, though. Maybe a tenth of an inch or more, a little more in a few spots. Today, mostly cloudy, 68. Tonight, we'll drop down to near 50. Tomorrow, our highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
ads in the Ad Council.
You know, unfortunately, what happens when you lose elections? Elections have consequences. And they have all of government. They have no brakes. They're drunk with power. Okay. And the only way we're going to send a message to them, the only way we're going to be able to put brakes on this and stop this is to make Hakeem Jeffries speaker.
Amen. Thank you, Jared Moskowitz, hero of democracy, as is Olivia Troy. And you know who else, Jody? John Kerry. Chris Jackson posted this. Secretary John Kerry comes out strong in defense of President Biden. He said, I think there's been a certain amount of piling on, and I think they ought to allow the president to have his privacy as he deals with a very tough diagnosis, said John Kerry. He adds Biden had total full faculty, was a tough taskmaster, demanded precision and answers, and was the most legislatively accomplished president in 60 years. He made the tough calls, and he made them right. Well said, Secretary Kerry.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Yeah. Marcia retweeted that and said, this is it, people. Be like John Kerry. If people had stood up for President Biden last summer, Trump would not be in the White House today. Hear, hear. All right. Oh, look, there's another hero of democracy.
Yeah. Wow. There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Greetings, my people.
Good morning.
You're in a very wise Buddha mood this morning.
I am. Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Bella!
Oh, geez. Okay.
Hi. Bella's
having a morning. Leave her alone.
Is Bella having an episode?
She's having her car didn't work. It's a whole thing. All right.
Oh, man, Bella!
Anyway.
Get Stephanie to buy you a real car.
Stephanie doesn't even have a real car.
Well, I know that.
Mine's
a horse. Her license.
She drives the Munsters Mobile.
So, Charlie, we just hung up with Olivia Troy, and I'm telling you, her pieces are just like yours. Yours was about our ignorant government wants us to close the lab that can stop a new infectious disease outbreak. And thank you for this. You said you may not know it, but there are currently are multiple major outbreaks of infectious disease in the United States. So you talk about that a little bit, because obviously measles is the high-profile one, but listeria, hepatitis.
Two of the hepatitis variants. And the Washington Post came up with another one that I missed over the weekend. There's an E. coli outbreak.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
And they haven't told anybody about that.
Yeah.
Because the people who were in that job of informing America when we had, you know, epidemic disease, they don't have their jobs anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, Olivia obviously spoke out about how horrible the first Trump administration's response to COVID was. And now she's talking about all of this that you're talking about, cuts to, you know, science, all of that. But you said on April 1st, the outbreak investigation was brought to a halt. All 27 of the lab scientists received an email informing them they were losing their jobs. The email said their duties were identified as either unnecessary or virtually identical to duties being performed elsewhere in the agency. But you say that kind of genetic tracing that the CDC labs performs is not conducted by any other lab in the United States or the world. I mean, and I was saying, Charlie, between this and the brain drain and what's going on at Harvard, I mean,
God. I was about to say, it's going to be done elsewhere in the world pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've given up on it.
Yeah. This Harvard, you've got to talk about, because that's up in your neck of the woods, of course. Lawrence Tribe condemned Trump's move to strip 7,000 foreign students of their places at Harvard, calling it obviously unhinged, legally baseless. He said he has no idea what he's talking about. He's simply slinging around, frankly, BS. In a direct message to the students, he said, don't be scared. This guy's a paper tiger. He's a tin horn tyrant. He talked about cases all across the country. He's lost over 95% of them. And just talk a little bit about this latest, you know, demand for information from Harvard about Harvard students.
Yeah, tell me everything you know about your foreign student.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't alive during 1936, and I don't think I missed anything.
Right.
You know, in Germany.
Right. Well, I mean, so I.
What okay. What is that all about? Tell us about your family. Give us your medical history. I don't know.
And if a lot of cases, Charlie, if they're foreign, they have visas. The government has this information already.
Most of it, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Although God knows what these people are actually asking for.
So, yeah, this was, this was one of his 1 a.m. Truth Socials. He demanded the names and countries of all foreign-born students. Again, this is all just meant to intimidate.
Yep.
They have this information if they're on a student visa.
I think they should all get together and say they're from Fredonia.
Or Wakanda. the Department of Christy Noem announced a ban on foreign students at Harvard, accusing the university of fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party. Wow.
That's really quite something. I walked through Harvard Square last week, and there was no violence.
Right.
You mean Havagad?
There were a lot of people buying overpriced clothing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There were no riots.
Yeah, so after Harvard denied
it... Harvard Square isn't even interesting anymore.
No. I used to get my hair cut in Harvard Square when I lived in Boston.
There you go.
Can you pock in Harvard
yet? I did not pock my car in Harvard yet.
Okay, after Harvard defied a list of demands from Trump, such as expelling pro-Palestinian protesters, cutting DEI programs on Friday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from implementing the ban. In his late-night post, it suggests Trump isn't giving up his battle with Harvard. On Friday in the Oval Office, after the temporary injunction, Trump accused Harvard of lowering its admission standards to allow troublemakers. Like, is that a legal category now? Troublemakers?
Yeah. Yes, troublemakers. It's a measure of intellectual ability.
And then, do you have any idea what this thing is about, Charlie? The students can't add two and two, and they go to Harvard.
What
is? I don't even get what he's talking about, as usual.
Yeah, he's making a crack about public education. Was he telling me that the kids that come here from China can't add two plus two?
I don't know what he said. A lot of them.
Those kids can do math well enough to know that his money is fake.
Right.
He claimed a lot of them can't do basic math. Hold on. Let's see. He said in a Friday White House Q&A, Trump defended his administration's move by suggesting that many of these foreign students now at risk of losing their legal status can't do basic math. He said a lot of these people, they need remedial math. I think what he's talking about, there's a course addressing gaps in math skill levels that have been fueled by the COVID pandemic. But he just...
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's probably adjustments that still have to be made by that.
Yeah. I keep thinking of was it his professor at Fordham that said he's the dumbest student he ever had, Donald Trump, right? It's just... he obviously just can't... He hates, what he considers elites, I think.
Yeah, and elites are defined by anybody who knows something he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is practically everyone.
I mean, this is...
Bella knows more about cars than Donald Trump knows about cars.
He can fix your car, Bella. Yeah. lawsuit said, with the stroke of a pen, the government has sought to erase a quarter of Harvard's student body, international students who contribute significantly to the university and its mission. Without its international students, Harvard is not Harvard. I mean...
Yeah, you know who is that? Who's raising absolute hell over it is the Harvard Athletic Department.
Yeah.
I mean, they're losing most of their crew, a lot of their hockey team. And these are important sports at Harvard. You know, football is, kind of an afterthought. The reason that Drake Martinez was, 90-year-old former members of the Supreme Court. But...
Is that who goes to Harvard football games?
I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine, when I was working at the Phoenix, a friend of mine said, you want to go to the Harvard-Princeton game this Saturday? And I said, sure. I hadn't been to a Harvard game in a while. So we went, and we had 50-yard line seats, about 12 rows back. Perfect seats.
Right. Yeah.
And I turned to my friend, and I said, how'd we get great seats? And he said, you don't want to know. The guy who had them died.
Oh.
Okay. All right. No.
Wow. I went to my, what anniversary was that?
20th?
Homecoming at USC. And I went to the football game. I went to the homecoming thing. And I'm like, I am exhausted. I don't need to do that again, ever. Did I do this when I was in college? Did I wait in line this long?
I'm on my way to Milwaukee this weekend for my 50th college reunion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all
getting up there.
Yeah, mine was 10th, wasn't it? 10th.
My 40th is coming up in a couple of years.
Right, yeah. Maybe it was that.
Except
okay.
Bella's not getting up. Bella will never age.
Bella hasn't even made her one-year reunion yet.
Right.
From being out of college. Technically, as of last week, it's been officially a year.
Happy anniversary. The baby's
happy
all grown.
Happy anniversary,
up.
Bella.
The baby's a big bear, little eaglet.
She's Gizmo.
She's our Gizmo.
Not Misty.
No, not Misty.
Poor Misty.
Misty. Oh, dear. One last one, Charlie. We just also Olivia Troy, alerting us to this. The Trump administration placed a dramatic number of National Security Council staffers on leave Friday. Mm-hmm. About half the department's 350 members were removed as part of an effort to scale back a department packed with employees who don't align with Trump's political agenda. Oh my God! The NSC is the ultimate deep state, said the White House. It's Marco versus the deep state. We're gutting the deep state. Mm. I mean, Olivia Troy couldn't say enough about how unsafe she feels we are on so many levels.
Well, yeah. And you know, once again, we see the fact that, by the end of this 4 years, you're going to need an electron microscope to find Marco Rubio. Because mm-hmm. he's shrinking by the hour.
Yeah. Yeah. We just
He knows better than this.
Yeah. We just talked. I mean, how many people in this administration have called Trump Hitler? There's new audio of Bobby Kennedy saying, much like J.D. Vance said, that Trump is Hitler. All of these guys are on record as saying exactly what Trump is. And
yes, now they're adding to the end of the sentence. He's like Hitler. Not that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I mean that as a compliment. Yeah, it is a dark and stormy night. It's not the best of times. It's only the worst of times.
It's a beautiful New England spring finally here.
Oh, yay! Good. Yay!
Yay. All right, Charlie. See you next week. Mwah.
You will, Charlie.
And I will be recovering from my 50th college reunion.
Oh, yay.
All right. Stay above the snake line, you bastard.
Thank you. 46
minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Credo Mobile.
Credo!
Wow.
Did you miss that last week?
I did.
Credo!
I didn't have a big enough Credo chorus.
Oh.
Okay. In 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? Well, if not, doy. Come on.
Sheesh.
Take a stand, man. A lot of us do these days. 9 out of 10, that's almost 90% of Americans now say they prefer to buy from ethical brands. People are switching to Credo Mobile. It is the only phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've given to all of these progressive nonprofits that need our help more than ever right now. You get to choose which ones. You join today and you get everything you need. Dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and a smart, easy way to make a difference. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Bam. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you type in the code STEF25.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited about my new Vibrian Super C Serum. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? I used to have 11 T billion. Listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Oh, I love that citrus smell, and it just makes you look beautiful. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it. I love my brand new glow. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Madison, get ready to sizzle. Come into Koryul Hut Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot, Easttown Mall. Indulge in all-you-can-eat Korean barbecue with the freshest meats grilled right at your table. Wash it down with boba tea. Enjoy the pleasant atmosphere. Koryul Korean Barbecue and Hot Pot.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Of the show brought to you by that's code for CB Distillery.
CB Distillery, dude!
If you're still tossing and, tossing and turning all night, feeling edgy, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. We love it. We love our gummies. We love our tincture. We love our relief stick.
All of it.
Bonnie and Clyde. faraway dogs love it for grooming day. Calms them right down. Millions turning to CBD for their relief because it works. 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. It's not just sleep. No. Stress, mood, and focus. Pain after exercise. CBD for pets. All the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers. Just premium CBD. 2 million satisfied customers. 100% money back guarantee. It's the source we trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, other health concerns, you haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 53 minutes after the hour, Jody Hamilton's here.
Hi, Jody.
Politics Hello. Bar is her fantastic new podcast. Get it wherever you get your
podcast. And it starts on WCPT today.
Whoa!
Yay! Chicago's
what time?
In the house.
8 p.m. local.
8 p.m. Central Time.
Central Time. P.M.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fantastic.
It is a bar, after all.
That's true.
Do you drink on the show?
God, no.
Oh, all right.
You should.
Well, then it's not really truth in advertising, is it?
Right.
You don't have to have alcohol to be in a bar.
You can have a mocktail.
At least we actually got hammered on a happy hour podcast.
That is true. You did.
I think you overserved Lily Tomlin.
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah, quite a bit. She did a pratfall. I almost broke America's sweetheart. Okay.
America. Yeah.
Paul writes, Stephanie, one, you're beautiful. This should get this read.
Yes, it did.
It certainly did, Paul.
They tried that with me when I was screening calls last week. I wasn't having any of it.
Okay. No. Billionaires pay no taxes and get all the legislation, a.k.a. representation they want. The working class pays all the taxes and never gets legislation in their favor. This is the epitome of taxation without representation.
Yep.
Everyone should be screaming this from the rooftops. Paul, P.S., I really do think you're pretty. Okay. I just made sure I read it in case I didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
It was a very good point about taxation without representation.
Yeah.
It was just a little bonus that. Okay. I need some more Jasmine Crockett. Might I have some?
You may have some.
Lisa, I need some more.
If we have cut off everything that would help somebody, which doesn't sound like a very Christian thing to do.
Thank you.
If we're going to do all of that, at least have something to show for it. They have nothing to show for it except for, again, those top earners being able to say, have their next trophy wife or buy their next yacht or get their next plane. That doesn't work for me, and that obviously does not work for my constituents.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Trophy wives is the subject matter this weekend, I guess. Right, Melania?
Individual? Liberty?
Okay. Lots of people said they'll read the Melania book as long as Jody voices it, which I would too.
Aren't they doing using AI? AI Melania to voice it?
As good as Jody.
Yeah, they're using... They're
All right.
So that's so Melania doesn't have to do any work.
No.
Yeah.
God knows she doesn't...
She didn't write it either.
Jody's only doing 16 shows a week. She can do it. Seth, our homo of hope.
Does it pay?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos and Jody on the Shomo and Bella with a Z with a car who will not take her to me. But I'm wishing you a
She's
new
battery.
She's
never been to me because of her stupid battery.
Okay, go ahead. Car. So before I get to what I called about, I just have to tell you something that just happened. One of your listeners left a message with Krista to get to me because they want to donate to our AIDS life cycle ride.
Aww.
This is listener Kelly. I'm going to call you and I'm just got to shout him. I'm so touched. Like this community that you all build is just amazing. But what I called to talk about was that interview with Olivia Troy was so phenomenal and so poignant on so many levels that I really want you to post it because I know a lot of people who need to hear that interview because this is a woman with the gravitas, with the experience. She was in the inner circle.
Yeah.
And the story about her friends, the family with the disappearing dad, and just everything else she talked about, please post that interview. So that we can share it.
You know, Seth, I think we all joke about Leopard ate my face and you effed around and found out, but... You know, it is really tragic how many people apparently really believed him that he only was going to deport criminals, you know,
right.
And it's happening to them.
And I kept telling people, there aren't, look at the number he's telling you. There aren't enough criminals. If he's just deporting criminals, he'll be done in a half a day, in an afternoon. We knew that if he was going for those numbers, he was coming for you and me and everybody else.
Yep.
And that interview, just, I think it will, it, I feel like that interview can get to people.
Aww.
So I just,
more importantly,
I just want to share it over and over.
Do you think I'm pretty?
Oh, stop it.
All right, I'm just kidding.
No, you are so pretty.
Oh, don't
blow sunshine up her.
Wait. No, but Chris, I was going to say, but you're so pretty that it's hard to believe that, because Chris is so pretty that you right. could, like, the prettiness. Right. And then Jody has that earthy beauty.
Yeah.
And then
and
Bella
here comes baby
has
Bella.
That pretty charm.
The ingenue.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you're all on the pretty train.
At least we're not shallow. That's the important thing. I can't be shallow. I'm earthy. Are you? Like an earth, down to earth? Is that what
that's
he meant?
What I don't know what he meant, but I'm earthy.
Did he just say you were earthy?
Yes.
How did I miss that?
Earthy good looks.
You're earthy good looks?
I don't know what that means. But I'm obviously not shallow because I'm earthy.
All right.
Yes.
We'll delve into more of that.
Yeah, do we have to?
I don't know. I'm kind of bewildered by everything. Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Substack blogger and author Mike McCabe.
And hopefully we won't be talking to ICE agents anytime soon.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is calling on federal agencies to cancel contracts with Harvard University. He's also threatening to pull billions in federal funding to the school so it can be used instead to build more trade schools for skilled labor. That following the president's demand that Harvard turn over lists of foreign students enrolled at the university.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration's ban on international students at Harvard. A hearing on the matter is set for Thursday. The fate of nearly 7,000 international students hanging in the balance.
That's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A man in his 50s driving a vehicle into a crowded street in Liverpool, England. People have been celebrating Liverpool's win in the Premier League Championship. Police don't think it was an act of terrorism. Bags no longer fly free on Southwest Airlines. The company pulling its long-standing policy. Starting tomorrow, it'll cost you $35 for the first bag and $45 for the second if you fly on Southwest. This is ABC News.